my grandson was standing at the edge of the pavement just on the road. He was bantering at them and they were bantering at him. There was only him and four girls and a fella. Anyway, love, it was all sorted and all, and we were coming into the house when two carloads of men, the clicks, the brakes, they ran across that road shouting who they were. There was a whole lot onto my grandson, and there was a whole lot onto my son. And I went up to the one of them and I says, my son had nothing to do with this. He was only coming round the corner, you see, from his house up to see me. And I was through out of the road with him behind me. And he put my back on the railings and pressed me right back. And I thought it would save me. I says, look, darling, I'm 70. And he just said, excuse the language, you.
And you were trapped against the railings?
And he was holding me over the railing with one hand while he punched me with the other for absolutely nothing. I can still see that fist there. No mercy. No mercy at all.
So you told him you were 70?
Yes, I'm 70 past, love, there in September.
And that's what he did? He punched you square in the face?
There you are, dear. There's the result.
Your left eye is just purple and really swollen, isn't it?
Yeah. And where he had me over the... He held me over the railings while he punched me. And do you see? I can't lift my arms, love. Do you see there and there?
Just on your back?
Yes, dear. I can hardly cough with the pain of it.
What does the doctor think is broken? Your eye
nose,
socket or your nose?
My cheekbone.
So your nose and your cheekbone, he thinks they're broken?
Yeah. Yeah. I never saw brutality like it there in my life. Never did I see brutality like it. Animals in the jungle behave better. It was us pensioners built the country for these young ones coming up. We built it. To get faces like this at 70 years of age. My goodness, it's unreal.
Kathleen, do you think you'll ever get over it?
No. I've got over an awful lot in my life, but I don't think this one. I don't think so, darling. The people that done this to me, they need to be taken. Justice has to be done here.
You want to see justice done? You want to see these people brought before the courts?
Oh, yes, indeed. Indeed.
Can you describe them for us? Especially the man who held you against the railings?
He was 6 foot tall and pretty well built. And that's what, I don't know him.
Did he have hair or no hair? Or
bald. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope he's proud of himself. But they were all drunk anyway on Remembrance Sunday. Men that gave their lives for them. And they couldn't even remember them by a quiet Remembrance Day.
How do you feel about your home? The fact that they came into your home and violated it?
I'm only here 10 months. And I spent a great deal of money here. And for people... Well, I'm not going to describe them as people or animals, love. There's no name for these people. These drunken scumbags. There's no name for them, only drunken scumbags. Wrecking my lovely kitchen and wrecking me into the bargain.
I know that you went to the hospital after the attack, but... When you came home, how safe did you feel staying here?
I didn't feel safe at all. I didn't go to bed till after 4. And I might as well not have went to bed. For I just had visions of my windows coming in.
Of them coming back?
Yeah. And not only did they leave me with this face, they nearly broke my back holding me over steel railings before they punched me. My goodness, you wouldn't treat a dog like that.